You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. I trust these broadcasts have been being a blessing to you. Thank you so much for the honor of listening, whether you're in your car, home, whether you're listening to my podcast, YouTube, or however it might happen to be. It is an honor for us to minister to you, and we do not take it lightly. Thank you very, very much. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and that it's not just about knowing about it, it's about believing it. And one of the keys that you can tell when you're actually believing the love of God is you begin to find your identity in God's love for you. That's the way you see yourself when people says, "Who are you?" "Oh, I'm loved by God. I'm God's child. I'm a prince or princess of heaven." And that's one of the first things that you'll begin to, when that becomes part of your identity, that's when you begin to know, I actually believe that God loves me. And we've been talking about this. Now, this is our 87th broadcast, I think, on this particular subject. And so make sure that if you haven't heard these things, and honestly, even if you have, you need to go back and listen to these things over and over and over again. Listen, the teaching is only 12 minutes long on these things. And so I do recommend that you go back, that you listen to these things, you get established in these things, you hear them over and over. It will help you become established in your identity of you are the one that Jesus loves, okay? Now, in order to do that, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and there you can have, there's not just those materials, and it's all free, okay? Our partners, those of you that give on a monthly basis or a weekly basis, you are the ones that make it possible for us to do this. But it is possible for us to do it, so please take advantage of it. You can also sign up for a free daily devotional. There's also some other materials there on other subjects as well. If you've enjoyed the way that we teach on this broadcast, we believe that there's other things there that the Lord would have you to, you know, to learn, right? We're trying to make things as practical and easy as possible. So we've been talking about this, and we've been talking about, in particular, John, the Apostle John, and the fact that he found his identity in Jesus' love for him, okay? And it empowered him. Once again, let's kind of go back to John 13 at the Last Supper. John 13, we're only going to spend a minute here because we've been cranking down on it. But it says that, now this is after he announces that somebody's going to betray him. Verse 22, it says, "Then the disciples looked at one another and were perplexed about whom he spoke, who's going to betray him. Now there was, leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter, therefore motioned to him, ask who it was to whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said, Lord, who is it?" Now, so again, we see that this, you truly believing the love of God, and this is John when he says the disciple whom he loved. He's talking about himself. We know that from John 16. Is it John 16? John 20, the last chapter of John, whatever it is. So he says, I think it's John 21. He says that Peter did not feel comfortable enough asking Jesus himself a question. And so even though Peter worked for him, there's not an intimacy there that John had. Now, if you go to John 19, we see where in John 19:25 it says, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by," again, he's identifying. Notice here, again, his identity is, "I am the disciple whom Jesus loves." He says, when he saw therefore saw his mother and the disciple who he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took him into her home. One thing I want you to think about for just a second is Peter, again, I think this is important. Peter was trying to convince Jesus that he loved him by his actions. "I will never leave you. No matter what, I won't leave you." And Jesus says, actually, before the sun goes down, you'll have denied me. Before the rooster crows, you'll have denied me three times. And he's like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But that's exactly what happened. So here's a man that is trying by his actions to prove his love to God, and he fails completely, right? Doesn't do anything that he said he was going to do. But then here's another man who is convinced. One guy was convinced he loved Jesus. This man is convinced that Jesus loves him. And because when he becomes convicted of that, it empowers him. Because remember, what happened to Peter, the reason he denied him three times, is there's people standing there saying, he was with him. He was with him. Oh, no, I don't know him. I don't know him. But what about John? John, we don't have any record that anybody asked John, but don't you think they were wondering when he's standing there at the foot of the cross? And John is standing here testifying, "I'm sorry this man is dying. I'm sorry this is happening. I'm with this man." Why? Why did he have that boldness to stand there with all the soldiers present, all the religious people present, all the people in condemnation? Why did he have that boldness? Because he was convinced that Jesus loved him. You know, if you've been trying to prove your love to God and you've been being convinced of your love to God and yet you keep failing in life, let's swap it up. Why don't you begin to realize how much God loves you? And now I know some people abuse that. I know there are people that abuse God's love. "Well, God loves me no matter what I do. Well, then I'm just going to follow my flesh." That's wrong, because that testifies you don't love God. But on the other side of it, there are people there that are trying their best to love God, and they're failing in the actions that they're taking because you're not convinced he loves you. When you're convinced he loves you, it is empowering. It is empowering for you to begin to resist the pressures and things because you know he's committed to your good. And so that's exactly what we're seeing in John. "I am the disciple whom Jesus loves. I am not afraid to stand here at this cross." Not only that, he gets asked to do things. He gets entrusted with responsibilities and things that nobody else has. Nobody else did. Why? Because of intimacy. Because he believed Jesus' love. Let's look at this again, him testifying of this. In John 20, this is on how much time do I got? He says, "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said, 'They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him.'" And then they go racing off. Peter loses the race. John goes on the inside. But again, here's John finding his identity in that he is the one that Jesus loves. Now, I think it's interesting, you know, that John beat him to the tomb. I have to be honest, I don't know whether John was faster or whether I might have been a little bit slow to show up to the tomb too if I was Peter. I've told him I'm not going to deny him. I've told him I'm never going to run away, and I did. John is able to run faster because he's running with expectation and confidence. Peter is not. I'm sure that there's an issue in here that, I mean, I would, right? If he got up, what? The body's gone? I mean, why wasn't I faithful? Why wasn't I strong? And John really was the first to believe. He saw it, and he believed. Why? Because when you become convinced of God's love for you, it makes it easier to believe. It just does. But again, he's finding his identity in Jesus' love for him. Is this how you see yourself? Now, again, I think it's important to point out, there's no documentation that John didn't say, I don't know him. But on the other side of it, they asked the crowds, does anybody speak for this man? And John didn't speak up. And yet he's still running. Think about it. When you become convinced of Jesus' love for you, even if you don't do everything right, you're still running towards Jesus. And you realize, you know what? I've made some mistakes, but Jesus loves me anyway. I've made some errors, but Jesus loves me anyway. He adores me. He wants to help me. But you need to begin, look in the mirror and say to yourself, I'm the one that Jesus loves. I am the disciple that Jesus is completely in love with. I am the disciple. Not only are you the disciple, the disciple, but you are loved by Jesus. That he is in love with you. That he desires to help you. He desires to be good to you. He desires to bless you. He desires to help you. He desires to strengthen you. This is you. This is you. And again, people say, well, no, that's John. What about Paul? Remember what we said about Paul? He identified with Jesus. He said, who loved me and gave himself for me. He wasn't there. He wasn't there when all this happened. But you want to know what? He became convinced of this personal love that Jesus had for him, and it empowered him to turn the world upside down, or right side up, depending on how you look at it. It empowered him to be bold. It empowered him not to run in the face of opposition and pressure. How? Because he was convinced of Jesus' love for him. In fact, Paul said he became fully persuaded that nothing could separate him from the love of God. Paul would have testified, I am the disciple that Jesus loves. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies,